I want to thank you because there is no sound that I enjoy more than the cacophony of sound that rises from Jews learning Torah in a Beis Medrash. And to be part of contributing that sound to the air of Yerushalayim is not a small thing. It is a tremendous merit to have been privileged to be learning Torah in the Old City of Jerusalem, and we shouldn't take it for granted. It's not quite the same as learning Torah in Muncie, although that's a tremendous privilege too. Okay? Anybody here from Muncie? Good, we can make fun of them. Okay. So I just want to show you something because somebody here asked me. Okay? So this is how the actual page of Gemara looks. Okay? And what has happened is that we live in a time when people have become less and less proficient at studying the Talmud. I mean, this is it. These books, this is the repository of our history. This is the essence of who we are. All the questions, all the magic, all the mystery, it's all in these books. And unfortunately, we live in a time when, you know, less and less people know Aramaic. Less and less people can fathom the concepts, even if they could translate the Aramaic. Less and less people can take apart the Rashi and the Tosfos, etc.